listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show, and my special guest on the broadcast today, Grady Iles, and he's from Treehouse Island Zipline Adventures. Again, that's Treehouse Island Zipline Adventures, and the website, thiza.com, and the contact number, 360-274-2425. Well, welcome to the Business Forum Show, Grady.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing fabulous, and glad to have you in studio talking about something that's actually really exciting. A lot of people get into business because they have a passion for what they're doing, but not always is what you do really, really fun. I think going out to an island and playing around in tree houses and zipping down zip lines sounds like a great time to me.
It's a great time. My office is the best in the world.
So let's talk a little bit about your background and what got you started into doing this.
Well, I was a concrete finisher for 30 years. The body can only stand so much of that.
Sure.
So I got together with a friend of mine, and we decided to buy an island and build tree houses.
Mm-hmm.
Because building is a natural thing for me. That's something that I've always done. And the treehouse part of it didn't really work out all that great. We went straight to Plan B, which was zip lines.
So, just for a moment, let's go back to when you said the treehouse thing didn't work out so well. There were some county and other issues as to why putting a bunch of treehouses on the island wasn't possible. Capture that just real briefly.
Well, it's not that it's not possible. You can kind of finagle your way into anything with enough money, enough lawyers, but I don't really want to get past the rules. I just want to I want to do it straight up, and mm-hmm. I could do the zip lines.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to do,
mm-hmm.
still,
mm-hmm.
And it took 3 years to get past the rules.
Sure.
And
sure.
But I still want to do the treehouses.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's the plan B, and right now I'm trying to get this zip line park off the ground.
So let's talk about what the zip line adventure incorporates, because as I told you before the broadcast and off air, is that I've taken a lot of organizations out to do group type of activities.
Yeah.
So you have some ground stuff as well as the zip line. Talk about both for a moment.
So the zip lines, let's say you wanted to just take your family out and do the zip lines. It's about a 2.5 hour tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's on an island, so you get a boat ride out to the island, a bunch of six zip lines, and then you're done. You go back. So, but if you want to do a corporate thing where you want to bring your whole corporation out and do the ground tour and the zip lines, you can do both. Or just the ground tour. It would include a bunch of corporate activities.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Challenges and stuff like that.
Challenges, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So out of what you've accomplished out there on the island, really kind of what's your favorite?
Oh, my favorite by far is the zip lines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's fantastic stuff. It's super fun.
You mentioned one of these goes up to, so the starting point is 75 feet up in the air.
Yeah.
For some people who have a little bit of problem with vertigo and afraid of heights, that might intimidate them. But you kind of start at lower heights and then work your way up to that.
Correct. So you start at 12 feet. The first line is 100 feet long and only 12 feet off the ground, but then quickly goes up to 25 feet for the next zip line. The third zip line, I think, is 35.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth zip line, I think, goes right up to 60.
Mm-hmm.
So by then people are ready to go that high. But if you just decided, well, I'm going to go up to 75 feet, first one,
mm-hmm.
for all the real thrill seekers, about half the people wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of preparation does somebody have to do something like this adventure out on Treehouse Island?
All right, so there's not a lot of preparation involved. We've had people that I think our oldest now is 91. He came out and did this. So it's mm-hmm. not hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have, you know, we have the some people that get out there and say, oh, this is not for me.
Mm-hmm.
The heights really mm-hmm. get to them. And they say, I want down. And that's easy enough to do. Every platform has a way to get down.
Mm-hmm.
Which on a lot of zip lines, they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You get up to, I'm thinking, as you're mentioning that, I'm thinking some of the different training things we went through in the military, and we did zip lines there, and you get to the top, and the only way down right. is the zip line.
That's right. And really, it's the best way down.
Yeah, and it's the best way down, yes. Not everybody would agree with that, but without a doubt, it's the best way down.
Yeah.
Yeah, a very good time. So where do you kind of see things going from here? Because you've developed a really neat concept and whatnot. Is really the next phase of this getting the word out and getting more people aware of what you have out there on the island?
Oh, yeah. Advertising is always the hardest
mm-hmm.
on any business. But this one, I really had no clue as to how I was going to advertise. Our demographic is women.
Mm-hmm.
Women are always the ones who set things up.
Mm-hmm.
They make the plans. Men are just there to go along. They love it. They
mm-hmm.
want to do it. But they're not the ones that call me and say, hey, I've got a group of 20 people that want to go. It's always women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you could rewind the clock back to the starting point of when you guys started to put all this together, is there anything that you'd do differently?
Just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do a year of research
mm-hmm.
before I started any business.
Mm-hmm.
But especially this one, because it was so unique and so out of the box
mm-hmm.
that and there's so many rules and regulations that you've got to pay attention to,
mm-hmm.
and not just with the county. These are national rules that
mm-hmm.
they've implemented. When this project started in 2008, there were 25 zip lines in the United States. 25.
Wow.
Now there's over 500
mm-hmm.
in that short amount of time.
So I'm curious, as far as in this region, as far as the weather is concerned, is this something that you can do 12 months a year?
I could do it 12 months a year. I shut down normally in the winter
mm-hmm.
because, well, just like last winter, I know that there's not going to be that many people coming.
Mm-hmm.
If I had known it was going to be so nice in February, actually even January, I wouldn't even close down. I would have just stayed open.
Excellent. Kevin Hunter here on the Business Forum Show. My special guest has been Grady Iles, and I'd recommend that you get out to Treehouse Island. You can find him online at thiza.com. Again, the website, thiza.com, and that's Treehouse Island Zipline Adventures. Sounds like an awfully good time to me. The contact number, 360-274-2425. Again, 360-274-2425. It's a pleasure having you on the broadcast here with us, Grady.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Thanks for listening.
Business people are dreamers of the very best kind. But most importantly, they're people who put their dreams into action. If you think it's too early to start shaping your dreams today, think again. Listen to our five young guests share their dreams of the future.
When I grow up, I want to be a singer and a piano player. P.S. My name is Victoria, and I am 8 years old.
My name is Paula, and I am 9 years old. And when I grow up, I want to be a movie star and a guitar teacher.
When I grow up, I want to open a nail salon. I would like to run it and choose the people who would be an employee. When people come to my salon, I want them to have a good time. For the first time, I went to get a pedicure with my sisters, my mom, my grandma, and cousin. When I went there, I just loved how friendly they were. And that is what I want to be when I grow up. My name is Allison. I am age 11.
When I grow up, I want to be an art teacher. I love art and I'm very good at it. And when I teach the kids the projects, they will love it. And they can hang it out in the hall and admire their awesome work.
Go art!
My name is Maria and I am 10.
When I grow up, I want to be a Special Olympic champion, like in standing long jump,
and racing. P.S. I am 13. My name is Connor, and I'm double jointed and very healthy.
The Business Forum Show, a place for dreamers. Airing worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. The Business Forum Show. Dreamers want it. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, Live 365, iTunes, and the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and the TBFS Radio staff, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.